the delivery boy from Jones's store.
Got it.
And then if it was the wrong package, the guy from the store might call you and tell you to
bring it.
If you had a shirt or something that was not sanforized and you washed it in hot water, it might
shrink.
And then if you did, you'd say, "Well, I washed it yesterday and it
shrunk."
And in the past, it has
shrunk. I don't know.
Whatever's the first one that comes to your mind.
Can be shrinking. It's not a word.
it sounds like it might be.
Yeah.
Talking about a girl who likes to spend all her time looking at
creeping.
Right. And they're talking about somebody who will never go outside the house unless they've got, you know, really good clothes on all the time. So they really like to
stay a while.
Yeah. Or if they, well,
loner, or?
No, I'm not saying this right. A person who just really enjoys wearing fancy clothes.
Oh.
So they really like to
dress up?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I didn't know if that very well. What do you call this?
Purse.
What do you call something that you wear around your wrist for ornaments?
Bracelets.
And if you had some things strung together around your neck, you'd say you were wearing
a necklace.
Okay, and then specifically the ones that have that are strung together, a lot of little things strung together would be
beads.
What do men wear? Well, I know they wear belts, but those things that go over their shoulders to hold up
suspenders.
What would you hold over your head when it rains?
Umbrella.
What would be the last thing you put on a bed when you make up the bed?
Bedspread.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you ever remember seeing something that was like two pillows put together, like that your grandmother might have?
No.
Ever heard anything called a bolster?
No.
Okay, now a bolster does not go part way across the bed. It goes
the whole length.
Okay. Like in the wintertime, what would you put on a bed for warmth?
Blanket.
Okay, anything else? Would you know?
No, blankets, I guess. Or electric blanket, I don't know.
Okay.
These blankets, same thing.
And a thing that is made out of patchwork that people...
Quilt.
Have you ever heard of anything called either a comfort or a comforter?
Mm-hmm.
What have you heard?
Comfort.
Comfort. You know what that is. Is it a... What
like
is
a
it
blanket.
Like? Oh, it's a blanket.
Well, I've heard my grandmother talk about it, and I've always thought she meant a blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta talk to my grandma before she tells you anything.
Yeah, see, that's what would be... See, that's the thing that's neat, is to get the contrast between, say, you know, someone like your grandmother. I wish your grandmother was born here. I would talk to your grandmother. It's too bad. This is a grandmother that's born in Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, but she's lived here most of her life.
Really? She would be interesting to talk to, she sounds like. How old is she?
She's 82, but she's not a bit feeble.
Really?
Mm-mm.
She'd be interesting to talk to. What would you call a place on the floor, like if you just put down some blankets and things, like for kids to sleep on?
Pallet.
Now this next is going to be, this might be kind of strange too. It's about land, soil. If you were talking about land that was really rich, and so rich that you didn't have to put any fertilizer on it, you'd say that soil was very
rich.
If you didn't have to put fertilizer on it, you might say it was...
I don't know.
Okay, I'll say it for you. You can say it, fertile.
Fertile?
Yeah. You know what you call land along a stream or along a river?
No.
Have you ever heard of bottom land?
No.
No. Okay. Have you ever heard, okay, if you were talking about low-lying grassland, do you know a name for that?
No.
You know the name, word prairie or meadow?
Meadow, yeah.
You know that word.
Why?
Would you think of it as grassy?
Something, a meadow to me.
What do you think?
I don't know, grassy, something pretty, you know.
Yeah.
And hilly and flowery.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Something like a picture book or something.
Now, land that's got water, stagnant kind of water standing on it all the time. Like the Okefenokee.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you will. I'm just not describing it well enough. Either swamp or marsh.
What? Okay. Swamp.
And they're hard to describe. Have you ever heard marsh?
Uh-huh. Heard of both.
You've heard both. Now, what would mean, do they mean the same, do you think?
A swamp would sound like something out of the country, but a marsh would sound like something in the Everglades or something.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a type of soil called loam?
No.
Okay, how about a type of soil called gumbo?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, say that one for me.
Gumbo.
What does it look like, do you know?
I think.